So, John Husband, why is deer overpopulation a problem?
Why is it a problem? A lot of development has actually decreased predator species for deer, and a lot of their habitat has been reduced so that they are concentrated in greater numbers in much smaller areas. And with that comes a lack of food source and the deer wandering into areas that are pretty much inhabited by humans and then affecting their lifestyles. It leads to problems of property damage, accidents, vehicular accidents, and a lot of inbreeding of the species of the deer themselves.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit more about the impacts on New Castle County?
Well, north of 95, it's extremely bad. Anyone can drive these roads and see the deer all over, out in the fields. They're concentrated in the woods. Someone who's trained to look for wildlife could go walk in the woods and spot deer all the time. But it's very bad in northern New Castle County, and we are constantly getting calls from people to help control the deer population from private owners.
Right. And how will this managed deer hunt help with that?
Well, what that does is that puts a concentrated number of hunters in a particular area where you know there is a large population of deer, and it slowly thins the herds down to try to get to some kind of manageable number.
How exactly is this deer hunt arranged?
Well, at least with the county, we do it in our Middle Run Valley Natural Area. We do it twice a year there. It's a large park where we use registered master hunters with the state, and we actually have a lot of controls utilizing Fish and Wildlife Enforcement. They're aware of the hunt, and they lend their assistance when needed. And we have a lot of the hunters, which are very cooperative. They volunteer their time, and they help work the hunts.
What sort of safety precautions are you giving these hunters while they're out there?
Well, number one, the hunters themselves are very safety conscious. Not only do they learn that when they get their regular licenses through the state, but when they do this master hunter, it's a program. When they're graduates of that, they also have a much more intense safety issue. With the county ourselves, you know, we're very concerned about safety, and we take all precautions for that.
And the deer that are hunted, where will they end up?
What we do is we have them butchered and packaged and taken to food banks. We work with Sportsmen for Hunger program, and all of the meat from this hunt will be donated to those food banks.
Okay, and what else is being done exactly to lower these deer populations in addition to this managed deer hunt?
Well, I can tell you that with New Castle County, we do Middle Run Valley Park. This is the first time we're doing Woodley Park. We get a lot of calls from private homeowners who have larger parcels of land to hunt their land. We obviously don't do that since we're with the county, but there are hunters out there that can be hired to help thin herds. And you also have some of the other larger landowners like state parks and some of the very large private organizations that have land that they also hunt.
Right.
So it's a large problem, and we're taking little bites out of it each time. Deer are very prolific, and they multiply very quickly, and what we're trying to do is at least keep it under control.